Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Oh, that makes me feel so good. Thank you all. For such a tiny little studio audience, you sure know how to make a big noise. Yes, I'm Deborah Lee. I will be your psychic love doctor for the next hour, at least. Sometimes we go over because we don't like to leave anybody out. So if you're just getting into the queue, just remember, you are not going to be left hanging like you're calling the IRS, you know, your insurance company or anything else like that. We will get to you. We will. Yeah. All right. So I have with me riding shotgun, as always, Jimbo Baggins, and he will be delivering to you your angel card reading after I give you mine with the personal prophecy deck, which those of you who are watching us on Facebook Live can see. I'm holding up only an ordinary deck of playing cards. So it is not tarot, not oracle, not, oh boy, I mean, there are just so many out there that they have, and they're beautiful systems. I just don't know any others besides personal prophecy.
And you don't need to.
Truly, yeah. I feel there's such a relevance to this and to this deck. It's messages that we receive, and sometimes we don't want to receive them. My cards love to tell me my own deficiencies, and they're right. They'll say to things like, why do you always want to be your own worst enemy? I don't know, but it's true. So I have to pay attention to that. Speaking of which, we're going to focus on two main tools during your reading, choice and change. This is the fundamental essence of personal prophecy. You are able to literally, while sitting right here in the present, we're going to look forward into what lies ahead on your path to the future. And if we see things that maybe you'd want to improve, refuse, I mean, if something's on your path that you're not particularly crazy about, we can see about getting rid of that. It's a matter of awareness, using intuitive thought, and always manifesting the future we truly want. So that's what I'm going to tell you at the start of the show. Now I'm going to turn it over to Jimbo, who's going to give you some tips on calling in.
First, we're going to remind everybody this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Alrighty.
That's so you don't go running off if you're brand new.
And don't go crazy on your first reading ever and mortgage your house and play the lottery because you feel so lucky. All right. We probably should never do that regardless. But anyway. Also, I want to remind everybody that number to call in, because call in is the primary communication method here. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. You call into Blog Talk. You have some automated messages telling you you're going on hold.
Yeah.
And you'll be on hold. You can hear the show. I just did a test. Our audio is good. We can hear the show. Everything's rocking and rolling. We'll see you on the list. Keeping track of the order, because it kind of does not hear automatically, which is weird. So you will not be forgotten. I have you on the list. This is not like where you call into the IRS and they can be down the street at the bar drinking and not even giving a crap about you or something like that. So we're gonna get you. We quite often extend the show. Mondays we cannot, but every other time we can extend the show if we need to get some folks in. So don't fret, none. And when we take your call, please get off speakerphone get off speakerphone, get off your Bluetooths if you can. I understand there's laws, you know, driving down the road. Every state has different laws and your own safety, whatever you feel. I understand. We don't want you to take risks and break laws.
Mm-mm.
But it might not be good on our end after it goes through the internet. Same with the background noises are really a key. They might seem very minor to you, a little wind outside or something, but it can be pretty nasty on our end. And have relax. If you're in your house or something, just find a nice favorite place of your house to chill out where you get good cell phone reception. That'll make it great. Also, if you're an international caller, which we can because of Skype, or if you are a Facebook Live folk that's for international, let us know. We'll give you a shout-out. And when we have gaps or we work people in sometimes because we have a lot of international folks, we will take breaks and let the folks get a quick call in on Facebook Messenger to Deborah Lee. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee.
And this is what you would be bringing your call to us through, Facebook portal. This is the second generation. I also have the first generation. Personally, I just see that the outside is different. I don't see anything else.
Yeah.
I just wish, though, they would add a hold button, which they don't have. So you to see this is what face us.
Which is why I was about to add,
yeah,
as far as you messenger folks, you cannot ever, ever, ever messenger us until we actually tell you to do so. Otherwise, we're going to have to 86 you because there is no hold, like she says, and we're not going to start playing around with volumes and whatnot right here while we're doing a show. So you must wait for the cue, oh folks of messenger. I think I went over all the topics. Like Deb said, I don't know if she said, I thought she said, but when your reading is done with her, and she's kind of saying thank you, she's not saying goodbye because we will shift over to the angel card. You'll get it's a quickie one card. It's not a full spread like hers where it's going to take a long time.
Yeah.
And we'll let you know because you'll hear a harp playing in the background. That means her reading's done. So let's not ask 5, 6, 7 more questions. When the harp goes, we're moving on because we have other callers. It's only fair to them. Okay? We want to be fair. And if you want to have a whole session where you can ask questions and questions and questions, that's where you go to psychiclovedoctor.com and you arrange a private one-on-one reading. And then she's all yours. Many questions as you want. Many.
I'm also on heal.me.
Yes, yes.
If you want to go there.
Places to go.
Yes.
So you got options. All right, I think.
I think that's it.
I think we've done enough yakking to the folks on hold. Let me see who on my list do we have first. We have area code 229 is our first caller from the Peach State of Georgia. 229, welcome to the show.
Hi, glad to have you with us. What is your first name?
Hi, thank you all for taking my call. My name is Melvin. I'm from Georgia.
Melvin, good to hear from you.
Thank you for holding,
yes,
sir.
Ma'am.
What
yes,
brings
sir.
You to the show? What have you called us before?
Oh, we're talking.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
Well, then a big special welcome to you.
Yeah, thank you for being a first caller.
He is.
But literally, first caller today and a first caller ever.
So, Melvin, start us off, give us a few details about the situation and your question.
Yeah, what would you like to know for a reading?
Okay, I don't know how many questions you guys take, but I'm going through so much. I'm on the list now for a kidney transplant. I'm a veteran. Yeah, and also I'm trying to see about, you know, getting my son out of prison. I have a lot going on right now with
yeah.
health issues. And I'm also trying to get the – I applied for a compensation with the VA because I was at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and they had that loaded field. Yeah, I'm in there. As of right now, I'm going over documents to fax them because they told me the sooner I faxed it to them, the sooner it'll be. So I just wanted to ask, like, when you all see me getting a settlement from that and then getting a transplant and possibly my son getting out of prison. Those are the most important things, my health, my finances, and my son right now.
Your health
I hope
is
that's
most
not
important.
Too much.
Yeah, your health has got to be most important because you can't take care of anybody else if you're not healthy.
No, sir. I can't.
No, I mean, you're no good to anybody if you're not healthy. That's of all those people that love to be caregivers and stuff, which is great. But if you're not healthy, you can't give any care. So you're right. That is numero uno on that list.
And Melvin, Jim and I are both veterans, and we thank you for your service.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, my God. Thank you for your service as well.
Yes, we are fellow veterans. Now, I don't think we go back as far as you, because that Camp Lejeune stuff was a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it really started out in 1957, but I was there between the time of 1979, 1982, and that's the cutoff date.
Right, yeah, it was. I mean, we've seen the commercials on TV for that, and I heard briefly about that before they went with the class action, but I've heard seen a story or two on that. All right, stand by. Your cards are down.
Okay, here's what I got for you, Melvin. First of all, let's talk about the VA, okay? Now, I realize they're trying to straighten things up, and I've known many people, unfortunately, who've gotten a raw deal, you know, waiting for surgical procedures and whatnot. What I want you to do is ride the VA like it's a fucking Bronco. Bother them a lot to make sure that your paperwork stays in the pipeline. All right.
Yeah, you got to be the squeaky, noisy wheel.
You got to. Right. And I feel that is going to be really half of the battle here, because they are notorious at losing things. You know, there are many people that have been burned by VA, we're here to help you, kind of thing.
Yeah, and a lot of it is they're not getting the proper attention and funding from the governments. So they're overwhelmed, too.
Well, they are. Let's give them a little credit.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's mainly Uncle Sam's, the big brother up there with the checkbook's fault.
Go
ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, because I talked to them, the VA Veterans Affairs rep on the telephone, and they have sent me three letters and papers I need to fill out, because they are working with me, and the lady is working with me. So I got to send factor all everything. Only thing I got to do is fax them the information from the doctors outside the VA, the community doctors that I'm going to. And that'll wrap up that. She said that'll wrap it up. And then they'll make a decision. I mean, I'm already getting a percentage so far, but now it's a very low percentage.
Yeah, we understand.
Now also, I just had it. Oh, yes, I want to mention.
For everybody, not just Melvin.
This should be part of. Well, I guess it is your opening.
Yeah, we should let everybody know that we had a little bit of a general disclaimer, but we'll take questions on any subject, legal, medical stuff, but we have to let everybody know that we don't have the credentials to consider those actual
to be an
medical opinions
or
legal opinions.
Right.
We're just going by, she's just reading the cards. So.
And this Camp Lejeune thing is really quite a mind-blowing handle.
That's a lot of years.
Yeah, and I think they're going to want to get this resolved.
Well, they do.
As quickly as possible.
Absolutely. You know they do.
So the only thing is I hope that we can keep hoping and praying for a better time frame for your kidney transplant.
Sure, it's probably getting sick of dialysis, I'm sure.
Yeah, and it looks like it could take longer than you're expecting. But, you know, it's amazing. Divine intervention, I've seen it before. I have seen miracles happen with these readings. So we're not going to lose faith on that either.
No, and this is your very first reading, too. So.
Yeah, so we want you to call more often.
So it's only going
to
be so clear and so definitive. But, you know, if you keep calling and keep checking on these things, and you might get a clearer message each time.
The
VA brought me up on the list.
Good.
I'm going to the dentist, and once they finish the dental, I will be permanently on the list, and then they're going to move forward from there. The one in Gainesville, Florida.
Well, yay for you, Melvin, really.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's going to come, but it's just possible. Be expectant, so you're not terribly disappointed.
Yeah, assume that you're gonna be pissed off waiting.
Thank you, Jim.
Oh, well, I've been pissed off about a year and a half.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know, you're a veteran, so you know about being pissed off about waiting.
Like,
anyway.
Hurry up and wait.
You already know about that game.
Yeah.
Now, your son, without telling us, more than we need to know. And why is it possible to get him out of prison?
Does he do for hearings?
Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. And he, the things that he did, he was a minor, and so the guys that he did it with, they turned their back on him, and the judge, he took the rap for all the other guys.
Oh, geez.
And he's been in prison since 2009. And he took the rap for them. And I was not aware because my ex-wife and I don't get along, which that's normal. But I'm trying to get, you know, I do have an attorney. I got to fax her the paperwork to see. She's an attorney that helped people that I think the judge gave him too much time for that little bitty petty stuff.
Well, I think so, too, and a lot of cases are being overturned these days. Now, did you say your attorney is a female?
It is. Bingo. She is a female.
Yes, and she's front and center, Melvin. This lady does her work very carefully, and she is going to be like an angel for you in the midst of all of this. She is perfect.
Wow. There's a nice beacon of hope there that you have somebody that is on your side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Do you see me and my son getting some kind of compensation off of this for being locked up? He's on his 13th year.
I'm going to say I wouldn't hope for that. His freedom, though, is priceless.
Yeah, you might not. Yeah. You might not see a compensation. That's a whole different ballgame, actually.
I don't want to get ahead of myself.
That boy deserves to be out of prison.
Yeah, first you get out, and then you discuss with another attorney or the same attorney the second part of the
process. Yeah, then go back for compensation. Yep. But let's first get him out. Now's your angel card reading.
Stand by, Melvin, for your angel card reading. This is a quickie here before we hang up and say goodbye. The subject is sensitivity. Archangel Hanayel, you're extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now. Honor yourself and your feelings. So in other words, like you started off the bat, you got a very full plate.
You do.
So don't be hard on yourself if you get a little stressed or, you know, a lot of anxiety. Yeah. I mean, you got a full plate. Some people might be going insane looking for a cliff to jump off of. So you're doing good.
I think you're doing great, too. You are a very strong man from what I see in your reading. You have resiliency and strength.
Yeah, you've been keeping the faith, and there's no reason to give up now.
No, that's right.
No, I'm not giving up.
Okay.
No, sorry.
Melvin, it's a pleasure speaking with you. We do have to move on.
Yeah, and we do several shows a week. Monday, it'll be News for the Soul, which is always featured on Blog Talk. But every other time, you can
meet us again. How can I get you off a private session?
If you visit the psychiclovedoctor.com website, there's plenty of information there.
Yeah, they can help
with that. And I think if you look at the Blog Talk write-up for today's show, I think it had that information on the write-up for today's show.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And God bless
you.
Please call again. People can call every single show. It's fine. Just only once a show.
Yeah.
So you're good.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
Ma'am. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Good luck to you.
All right.
Yes. I think it's all going to work out very well for him.
Well, I mean, especially that's got big attention, the June thing. And that kidney thing, I'm sure, is attached to it. And even if they can't prove it, there's a lot. That's going to blow that up the list, too. That's probably what's going to push them up the list because of the June and the kidney problem. They're like, probably connected. You have to assume they are. So better bump him up on that list.
I feel very good about him. I really do. All right.
Okay.
Moving on now.
We're going to keep on it. All right, we're going to go to our next caller because we've got a decent amount, not out of control yet. 509, State of Washington, 509. Welcome to the show.
Hi, and what is your first name, please? Hello?
Don't get all freaky here. Looking for 509. Hello? Hello, hello, hello.
I might have touched it, so go ahead. Check it out.
I don't think it's that sensitive enough.
Go over here, and my finger grazed the...
I'm going to an op check. We're silent right now.
Yeah, hold on.
We're giving 509 the benefit of the doubt here.
Yes.
Talk.
All right, we are hoping that
We're fine.
Okay.
So maybe the call drops. Sometimes they drop, and there's a break. They can call back.
Yep.
They can do so. I'm actually going to follow 86. And then I'm going to go.
509, call us back.
I got to check my list and check it twice. Okay. I think that one is right down south, if I'm not mistaken. I suppose I could
Turn them on.
Activate them before I talk to somebody that's muted. 919, I believe you're a neighbor to the south, North Carolina, correct? 919?
That's you.
Hello.
Hi. Who's with us? Patsy?
Lisa. No, this is Lisa. Patsy is good with my brother.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm with her.
Yeah,
hey.
She's
with me.
Oh, well.
My birthday.
Hey, Patsy?
It's her birthday.
Yes, we're going to give you a real quickie. Come on. Happy birthday. That's for you, Patsy.
That'll drive you to drink alone right there.
All right. Tell me what I can do for you, ladies.
I'm just kind of wondering if you see anybody in my future that I might be dating or seeing.
Okay. Well, that's right. Oh, that's right. You have the ex who ran off on you.
Right, that he went ghost and, oh, what he didn't do.
All right, well, it's a love reading.
So,
and I'm in a bad frame of mind.
Yes. Are you ready for a good man to come along? Treat you right?
Yeah. Just not, I'm not going to get out here and date, one person after another person. I'm not like that. I'd like to meet somebody that was really nice. And it's true, because he hid his face for 4 years. The one that I was with.
Is that a weird sound? Like they're underwater.
It is a very strange background sound.
Yeah. I'm laying out the cards now for your reading, and I want to mention to those who might be new listening to us that I use a 24-card layout. I prefer to see the whole picture instead of just drawing a couple cards. This is what I would do actually in a session with any of you where it is a private session, but we would read the cards many times.
Yeah. Many times.
All right, let's see what we got here.
Cards are going down.
Okay.
Oh, almost had a fumble.
Yes, there's a great guy here. Oh, and he's characterized as the King of Clubs. I really have a fondness for the clubs because I am represented in reading as the Queen of Clubs. Those of us that are represented by this card often bear the Aquarius as our astrological sign.
Zodiac.
Yeah, and we can be very artsy and talented in that way. With painting, music, writing. We don't always make a lot of money, but we have ideas. We just need to have a money person. Now, this man is trying to meet you, and it's coming through, it could even be through Patsy. It's coming through somebody else who's close to you. And it's almost like you ordered him from Amazon Prime.
Was it cheap?
Free 1 to 2 day shipping.
Yeah, that's right. And he's got all the attributes of what you, this isn't a guy that would steal your money. He probably doesn't even know how to spend money because he's so busy helping humanity and having, big thoughts of changing the world, which is really cool.
Right.
We need some these days. Now, I got a question.
Yeah, we do.
My question is, how's your health? How are you doing health-wise? Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how is your health?
My health. It's good. I still sleepwalk really, really bad. And fall, and I hurt myself.
Oh.
Sleepwalk, that's especially, it's one thing to sleepwalk, but when you start getting hurt, having a falling episode, that's very, very bad.
Right.
Because
I live alone.
Yeah.
The cards want you to stay on top of your health. Okay, don't just go off. Remember, we're not 21 anymore. So don't
I don't know.
No, it's important that you get everything. Like with my my husband, had we caught his cancer sooner, he could have lived a long life. Unfortunately,
right.
Yeah,
it would have
caught.
Been probably a lottery stroke of luck to catch it sooner.
Oh, I know.
You would have,
but
I mean,
for you,
right.
I'm not seeing that you got one foot on a banana peel. That's not what I see. But just don't
right.
let it help. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not teeter tottering next to an open grave. So
yeah.
Relax.
Just remember, you've been through a lot.
When I get sick or something's hurting, I will go to the doctor.
Good.
That's smart. That's
I do good.
Yeah.
I don't hesitate about that.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. And now that you know
mm-hmm.
that this is indicated in the cards, you will be able to choose to change. How do you like that? Choose to change it for the better for you. Because you come through as coming from good stock. You know, you've got strong DNA in your family.
Right. Do you know...
Yeah.
Do you have a time frame or maybe something to kind of let me... When I meet somebody.
I think it's still some months away. First of all, remember, you've got to take time to heal from what happened to you.
Right. The reason I'm asking, because with my second husband, I did the same thing. I was single for 3 years.
Yeah.
To get in touch with myself.
Exactly.
Sure. The time is right. The time will be right.
And this man
right.
that you were with, he basically emotionally raped you. And that's going to take special healing. He took advantage of you, your good heart and your good spirit. You know?
Yep.
Don't say to yourself, oh, I am a loser magnet. I only attract bad men. Don't do that. Because they're...
Right.
They're just learning experiences. And then comes that knight in shining armor. And I've
right.
had mine. You'll have yours. And there he
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I need a knight in shining armor.
I'm thinking it's going to be like in early spring. Now, Jim's got your angel
card. Stand by
for
your angel
yeah.
card reading before
okay.
we move along. Our caller list is building.
Yeah.
All right. Subject is, you are safe. Archangel Michael. Look at that. Stand there with his sword and all. You're safe because of him. He says, I am protecting you against lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and home.
Awesome.
You never that. No matter
right.
what
right.
you had, that's a good card you always
well,
want to hear.
Well, he's a big dog in the
yeah.
angel world.
That was a big
dog. Oh, yeah,
he
is. Yeah,
that was a big dog.
Yeah, right.
That was a nice one. Okay.
Well, take
all
care.
Right.
Patsy,
okay, thank you so much.
Birthday.
Yep.
Your year is going to be better than you can imagine. So
thank you so much.
Take care of both of you.
Yes, and we love hearing from
you. Love
you.
Have a good night.
Love you.
Love
too.
You.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, ladies.
Alrighty, folks, plenty of online, but we will get to all of
yeah,
you.
Don't worry.
Do not fret. I know you can hear the show. We see all of you physically on a list.
Yes.
And I have a little tracking list here to make sure that, because it jumbles them sometimes. It's not fair. I want those that have been holding the longest to be next.
Now, can they multitask? Like they're while they're waiting. Can
it's your phone. It's like your phone. Like
yeah. So you can be looking at other things.
You can be like, I'm gonna go and poop real quick and put your phone down in another room, and that which could have happened, and they'll never even know. I'm just saying, yes, that's how you can multitask. Anyway.
All right.
So you got that going for you. We're going to boom. We're gonna go to our next caller, which is area code 917 in the great state of New York, 917.
Well, hello. Welcome to the
show.
And
thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Thank you for waiting.
And your name is, please?
It's Ellen.
Well, Ellen, is this your first time on the air with us? You don't think so?
Yes, it is. I'm first time I'm catching your show.
Well, we're so happy to have you.
That area code, it is New York, so there's probably a lot of people in that area code that call us.
Yeah.
I recognize the area code. Oh, well, welcome to the show, Ellen.
Yeah, we're happy to have
you.
Now, just tell us a few details about your situation and the question you'd like the cards to respond to for you.
A new job. I started 2 months ago.
Okay.
Is this a good fit for me?
Good question. Does it feel good to you? Did you lose some?
Sometimes yes, and sometimes no.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, it's like marriage. You know, sometimes it's wonderful and other times it stinks.
Well, I mean, you know, life is up and down.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Ellen, I'm laying out your cards right now. All right. You know, it's interesting. This method can look into the minds of those you work among and see what makes them tick and how they are really perceiving you. Sometimes it's very good to know, you know what that means? Your cards, Ellen, just jumped in the air. It means there's a big epiphany coming for you, and it's a good one. And it was like the whole deck just blew up, so I have to start laying them out again. But don't worry, it'll only take a minute.
No, that's fine.
That's cool. That's good that she's another first-time caller, correct?
Yeah, I like that.
Awesome. Well, she's putting the cards down. We do several shows a week. Mondays, we are exclusive on News for the Soul Radio, so you'd have to find us there. But multiple times a week, we do other shows, Psychic Love Doctor show on the Blog Talk, and you're welcome to call each and every show. Just only once per show, that's all. That is the only restriction.
Mm-hmm.
But you're welcome, welcome, welcome.
All right.
The cards are going back down this time. Hopefully nobody will throw a grenade in there and blow them up again.
Well, it's good. That's like a magical happening in terms of Ellen's life. So, yes, it's going to be terrific.
Sure.
All right. So let's see what we got here.
What you got?
The folks you work with. I have a feeling from what I see here that you're very professional in the way that you do your job. You carry yourself. Yeah, there's an elegance about you, Ellen. And you just need to watch. For instance, how many other women do you work among?
Several.
Yes.
Maybe four or five, yeah.
All right. I'm going to ask you to be a little bit cautious with how much friendship and all.
Yeah, you never know at work.
Well, yeah, and it's showing that it's like the silent code that many of us women have. I adore you. You're a wonderful human being. You're my bestie.
But they're keeping enemies close, maybe.
All right. But if you do something that offends me or in some way, you know.
I will flamethrow your ass.
Basically, yeah. And we are very hard to make up to with, you know, when there's been a falling out between women. I don't get it. I don't understand it myself. But I've dealt with it myself many times. And I see that there could be an argument developing in the workplace. And try to be Switzerland. You know what I mean? What is Switzerland?
Yeah.
Very, say it, Tim.
Neutral.
Switzerland is very... not
neutral.
Yeah, exactly. Neutral.
I thought you were looking for some weird word. Everybody knows Switzerland's neutral.
No, I wanted to see if you
know. Well, they use that. That's like synonymous.
Just because politics don't belong in the office. And it's going mm-hmm. to create some kind of argument. I mean, people have gotten to the point you can't even say which candidate you'd like to see become president because people get all freaky over it. So now that you know that the potential is here for these friendships or these, acquaintanceships that you have at work could turn and become very difficult for you. In fact, enough to drive you out of there. So don't play with fire.
Do not play with fire.
Yeah. And remember, you bring an elegance in there. I feel from looking at what I see, there's a lot of jealousy, envy regarding you, and your work comes through as impeccable, and I feel that I wouldn't be surprised if you ended up taking a promotion coming up or even a relocation, and that wouldn't be soon, but it's like down your path a bit, and that would be something your cards indicate you would welcome, to the chance to be considered that great, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. So remember, you're bound for greatness, Ellen, and they are not. And this is saying a lot about you, right, that you're going to have to kind of dance a little bit, you know, between giving an opinion and keeping quiet.
Yeah, there's always a lot of fine lines at work, you know. You got to pick the right ones to cross, and you got to know the limitations.
You really do, and you've only been there a short time. So all in all, though, your cards look terrific. I really feel you're going places, Ellen, and now Jimbo has your
angel card reading. And this came up twice, so I figured that's a sign.
Yeah.
It's clairvoyance, and it's from Archangel Raziel. I'm helping your spiritual sight to awaken fully so you can clearly see heavenly love.
Love it.
Now, it did come up twice, so I figured, well, that's not a BS, or somebody trying to say something about that card.
Yes, and I think your reading was very telling.
Pretty good for a first reading.
I think so, too.
But it doesn't have to be a last.
No, definitely join us again.
Again and again.
You
can call in many a time, just only once per show.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this. Thank you.
Well, have a lovely weekend.
Thank you for holding patient.
Yes, thank you for that. Take care, okay. Ellen, and do call us again.
Hopefully we shall speak again.
Yes.
All right, we've gone over the hump, but do not fret. We can extend the show.
Are
folks.
You men like that, where you have these, private issues against each other? I mean, do you see, not just you, I'm just saying you as a gender, are you guys?
No, usually it's black or white. It's like, I don't like that guy. He's an asshole.
Okay.
There's no, political, I'm going to be nice to this guy, but I really don't like him. No, it's usually I think he's a dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
He's in charge. So I have to do what he says, but
yeah.
I don't respect that retard.
Okay, so you
don't. But I want a job and I want my paycheck, so.
It's not like you guys take it to a personal level.
No, we're not chicks.
Or you won't talk.
Yeah, that's because we're not chicks.
Yeah, chicks.
Okie dokie, pokey. Let's keep on, because our list is growing. It is growing. 641, which is a state to our home, our former home, Iowa. South to the Minnesota.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What's your first name, please?
Jason.
Jason. Welcome to the show.
Are you a newcomer with us?
Yep.
Well,
awesomeness.
We're very happy to have you
with us. Thank you for holding for many moons.
So tell us a little about what you're dealing with, hon, and what your question is.
The girl that I'm messing around with now, is she going to stick around and be faithful and
that's a good question.
That is a damn good question.
Okay, now messing around.
His girlfriend, I guess. Basically basically the one that he's running around with, right?
So it's more than friends with
benefits? We dated for about 2 years. She lived with me, and then she moved out of town to Waterloo, and then was so she could get her life together pretty much. She's got two kids. They're not with me, but I love her with all my heart, and I don't know which way it's going, because she used to be addicted to heroin, and she's recovering, and it's just messy. I don't know which way to go.
Wow, she was addicted.
Yeah, that's very messy, but she's recovering.
Yeah,
so.
That's a deal breaker. You know,
is she back in town physically?
No, she's still. I live in Marshalltown. She lives in Waterloo. So no, I'm going. I'm getting ready to go see her right now.
Okay. And what's the distance between the two? I don't. I'm not a good on my Iowa geography.
About 40 miles.
Oh, not bad.
40 miles.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's anything under an hour is doable. You know.
Did she go to treatment?
She's been to treatment. She's been to treatment. Then DHS threatened to take her kids. So that's when she. Finally got it straight through her head that, you know, she needs to get clean. And
well,
you know,
I have news for you.
Yeah, it takes that. That's,
I have news for you from these cards. And frankly, the cards don't lie. The news is she has changed her life. That you're right. Losing those kids was not going to happen in her book.
That's good, because sometimes it doesn't work that way. So that's good that she at least has some kind of... This is too much type of attitude.
I feel she loves you very dearly, Jason. She really does.
Well, especially since you're still there.
Yes. And is looking to regain a sense of normalcy and stability.
Some trust and some respect, because she probably thinks that you probably see very little of her being a Yeah, junkie. Let's use the terrible terms of junkie. You know, she probably thinks, like, I'm just, he probably thinks I'm a junkie.
Well, and your love is going to heal a lot of that.
Yeah, it's got to be part of the process, I'm sure.
Yeah, it does.
What do you feel? Anything else?
No, I think the two of you are going to start working at pulling together, and that's going to be beautiful. So I've got nothing negative here to say. I think it's going
good.
To be what it couldn't be before.
Well,
all right.
Yep. And this is just first call. And you can call back every show we do. We do several shows a week. We recommend that, actually, because this is your first reading, and it's actually a pretty good reading. Some first-time readings are very vague and foggy because we don't know anything about you. So that's kind of a good first-time reading.
I think so, too. Well, and men are different.
Well, that's the thing.
A lot of times, and I didn't feel it with Jason. I think, Jason, you are very transparent as far as your feelings.
Matter-of-factly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the way 90% of
us are. With men, I have to usually peel an onion.
Well, but most of the time, we don't have hidden things, though.
Right.
Might not be showing it to you, but they ain't nothing, like, weird. All right.
Your card suggests one thing that I'd like you both to think about.
Stand by it.
They're saying that it might be really helpful in the future to move away from where you've been, to start over clean and fresh, you know, in a place where people don't know your business.
And there's the bad influencers that might sneak back into her life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want those people coming.
Yeah, they are. That's so true, yeah.
So that's, and she has a little bit of worries about that.
Sure.
But she has really made a conscious decision.
That's typically that I'm not like some kind of frickin' expert, but what I've seen from my life experiences, typically it's those outside influencers that...
So we'll get you right back
They don't
in
care
there.
About you. They don't care. They want you to be on it with them. Let's keep doping up.
It's keeping the party going.
Right. And you don't need that cleanup. That's bullcrap. Yeah,
I think the two of you are going to get married, Jason.
No,
I do. If you're in the frame of mind for marriage.
And that marriage thing
yes,
I mean, also.
I've asked her several times, and she says she doesn't want to get married.
I wonder why.
Maybe she wants to close the chapter on this difficulty first.
I think her children need a good...
Yeah, she just told me just like last week that she's sick of being single. And that she's sick of waiting for me to change because I'm a jealous lover, and I mean, and I have the right to be because of her past, you know. But I'm working on it, and she's waiting around for me, waiting around. She said she wants somebody that's going to be there forever, and you know, I'm there for anything she needs. I got, you know, I'm taking care of her and her kids.
Well, now it's a whole new.
It is a new chapter. Yep.
Playing field you guys are on, where I think that jealousy, which is really insecurity, needs to be put to bed for good.
She was leading a life that kind of gave him reason to.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right. But when she overcomes that, you have to let her know then that's going to go away.
Can she
be faithful?
Yes, she can.
Yeah, once she cleans herself up, obviously. She's already on the road to doing that. So
I think the two of you got a little bit of homework to do, both of you. But I see a happy ending here.
Yeah, and you know, it's... Nobody says it's going to just snap your fingers and you're going to be on easy street, you know, obviously. The road to recovery is going to be a bumpy one, but as long as you stay with it, you guys should be good. It looks like. Make sure you keep calling back, but stand by.
Here's your angel card.
I think this was a pretty good flip, too, because the subject of your angel card reading is overcoming difficulties.
Wow.
Archangel Jeremiah, the worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting previous challenges.
Yep, there it is.
So I think that one rolled right
you.
Well, Jason, we hope you'll stay in touch. We'd
like
to
definitely.
Hear from
we do
you.
Several shows a week.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. You just brightened my day. Thank you.
Oh, we're so glad.
We're glad we could do that.
Take care. God bless to both of you.
Good luck to
you
both
too.
Of
thank
you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
All right. Don't people that are on hold, do not fret. We have the ability to extend the show.
Yes.
And it's not... The list is not insurmountable right now. So.
No.
But we are going to start focusing now here in a little bit. Let's see. Where are you? There it is. We're going to our next caller, 614 in Ohio. Welcome, 614.
And your name is?
Hey, my name is Wilson.
Wilson?
With an F, like Frank.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think we're both confused.
I got confused here just now.
Say it again slowly for us older folks.
The cell phone, too.
Filson.
Oh,
it's
I like that.
Yep.
Oh, cool. All right,
cool. So it's like Wilson, but with an S.
Filson.
With an F, like Friday.
Okay. Oh, F.
Okay. Right. Yeah. That's why they have to use, that's why the police have to use that phonetic alphabet.
Yeah.
Because, like our cell phones are basically radios. F and S sound all exactly alike.
All right, my dear.
We got that hurdle.
I think you're probably new to the show.
I would say so.
Yes.
And that's correct.
We welcome you.
Welcome in.
Yes. And we would love to know a little bit about your situation and the question you'd like to ask.
A little background and what do you want to know?
I recently left, I'm going to say that I'm 28. I'm going to say that because usually over the phone I sound a lot younger than I actually am, and that's always not helpful. But,
you too. People ever call and say, is your mommy home?
A lot of women do.
That's what happens. That's what I got.
A lot of women do.
Into
it.
My
30s. Unless they're a smoker or something, then they don't. But yeah.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. You're 28.
I recently ended a toxic relationship. Okay. It was really difficult. But now I'm kind of wondering if you guys can tell me if there's anything better coming along.
Oh, okay.
Very good question.
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Yeah, that could. Sometimes it's not easy to end those, but if you did it,
you had reason to.
If it was toxic, then by definition, it's going to get better. I know maybe if it was recent, it might not feel that way right now, but the cards are going down.
Yes, and do you deal with any harassment or anything like that?
Did it actually end?
I have not dealt with any harassment, just some weird occurrences like that can be considered coincidental, but like his brother started working at my job. He doesn't live anywhere near my job, but I don't know. But
yeah.
Other than that,
okay.
Nothing. I haven't spoken to that person. I cut pretty cold turkey, so.
That is a good thing.
You chose
wisely.
Yeah.
Later's the last arc for you.
Well, I'll tell you what, people that are calling us tonight, they may seem to have, a lot of question marks around them. What's going to happen?
That's a good reason to come to the show.
I think
really
so,
good
too.
Show, really good show.
And everyone that's calling, their cards are so crystal clear.
Knock on wood, because we got more callers yet, but we'll see what happens.
First of all, yes, absolutely. You are too beautiful and too loving to ever find yourself facing a life alone. You're not. And I don't want people out there to go, wait a minute. I like being alone. That's great for those that want to be alone.
That's your personal preference.
But I think you would like a wonderful relationship to replace what you didn't get in that one.
Sure. That was toxic and it was... If anything, it sounds like you just wasted how many umpteen days, years, months, or whatever, but it's probably you learned from it, if not. If you learned from it, then it was useful.
Yeah, you have to think of it as a lesson.
Yeah, if you learned from it, then it was what it was. It was there for a reason.
The next one that's coming into your life is not going to make you wonder if this is going to be same old.
Yeah, just don't repeat your mistake. It's okay to make them. We're humans, but when you repeat them, then you're messing up.
Well, yeah.
That's the definition of insanity.
Yeah.
It's one thing to put your hand in the fire and say, fire burns. But just don't keep doing it.
Yeah,
stop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and you remember, Jim, when you've been out on the dating circuit, which was a lot, that some women are really attracted to bad boys. And they've got to break that urge.
Yeah, and a lot of that is, you could psychoanalyze them. A lot of that is upbringing and how they feel about themselves and whatnot, or just the danger, the adrenaline rush that they're getting.
And I don't get that from your cards at all.
That's good.
I think that you walked when you were finally ready.
That's almost an addiction, the chicks that do that.
Yeah, it is.
It's
an addiction. It was an addiction while I was in it. It felt like an addiction. I had to pray. I literally prayed to my angels and universe and God to give me the willpower to leave. Like, it was similar to an addiction, like a drug addiction.
Yeah, I mean, it is. There's physical addictions, and then there's the emotional addictions.
And somebody that preys on your emotions is not loving you.
Well, not somebody that's broken, too. Very broken.
Okay, so let's turn to the future.
Future is what
First
you would like
of all,
to know.
You have a secret wish or dream. It's front and center here. And it involves living somewhere else and being involved in an occupation that you'd absolutely love.
Oh, that sounds very...
And it's coming to
romantic.
You.
Romantic.
Well, it's like a movie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I meant. Romance doesn't mean always like kissy-lovey. It just means very romantic.
I'm not sure you're yet doing what you're really called to do in this life.
She's still a youngin', even though she might not realize it.
Youngin'. But it's coming for you. And as you move toward the future, as 1 week turns into a month and more, you are going to find yourself under sure to come true. There he is. There the two of you are together. It's like it was heaven sent. And remember, those angels, they don't just sit around and watch Jerry Springer all day.
They should, though.
You know? But they are going to bring him right to you. Hand delivery, better than Amazon Prime. Yeah, and he's adorable. You two are going to hit it off right away. I mean, it's like if you keep calling us, we're going to be able to tell you more and more about him.
You know what the next question is.
What, when?
Yep.
Okay.
Get that out of the way, Deb.
We're going to be able to tell you so much about him intuitively that when you meet, you're going to think, oh, my gosh, you're the one. You're the one. And he will be. So, is your next question when?
Of course.
Okay, yeah, I think that's a good question. Thank you.
Well, you know what she's going to know when.
Well, first of all, I don't think you have to worry about anybody coming along to, what do you call it, like play with her emotions. Or
you're not looking for, you don't think he's going to be a jackwad?
No, but I mean, you are the kind of woman who doesn't need to go chasing after men. And I couldn't see that in your personality at all. So I think it's a good time to focus on you.
Just remember, you got over an addiction. Don't go back to that drug again.
Yes, what did you just say? Tell us again.
No, it wasn't me. It was just somebody walking by.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, I see good money coming for you. I see a beautiful, a wonderful relationship that very easily will culminate in marriage. And I don't feel you're ever going to fall for this schmo from that you were with before. He had his chance. Now it's time for him to stay in the past. And here comes your angel reading.
Stand by for your quick, it's a quick angel card reading.
Yeah.
It's just a one card.
Thank you.
Now.
This I don't see this card a lot. It's called Crystal Clear Intentions, but it's, guess who that could be holding a sword?
Oh.
Archangel Michael. Again.
Oh, yeah.
He's always got a sword, man.
Well,
watch
he likes his swords, yeah.
Well, he's a right-hand man of God, they say. But be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith.
And that's going to come through manifesting the future you really want.
You got to have faith in yourself, too. Do
you have any children, hon?
No.
Okay.
Well, good. Well, not good like over.
Are you hoping for children?
In the far future.
Yeah.
When the time is right. Gotcha. That is smart. Very
just
smart.
Just bear in mind.
Yep. You'll know what's right when it's right.
Yeah. Just remember the old Hebrew saying, man plans and God laughs. And I do see two little spirits hovering around you. Looks like you're going to be a lucky one to get a boy and a girl. So you don't have to keep, I've got five sons. And one of them, I even dressed in a little girl's, oh, he was a baby, 4 months old. I put him in a dress and a bonnet and took him shopping. Yes, because I wanted that little girl so bad. But now I've got girl granddaughters. So it all evens out. I just love your cards. And anyway, it's time for us. We have to move on, but welcome to the show. Please join us again. and we'll look forward to hearing
from
you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for calling, and thank you for waiting.
All right, hon.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You're welcome to call back every show. We encourage that.
All right.
All righty then. All right, let's take a look.
That young lady is built with pure love.
I'm intrigued by this next caller.
All right.
509, back to Washington. 509.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, what's your name, please?
My name is Erica.
Hi, Erica. Cool. Oh, I think we've talked to you, Erica.
Yeah, that's who I thought
yes.
was the first time.
Okay, well, good to hear from you.
Yeah, welcome back.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
Thank you.
So tell us, what brings you to the show?
Yeah.
This evening?
I better stand.
Last time you said to call back again for further details.
Okay. And what was it going to
be? Yeah, remind us where we were last time. Because
I do so many readings.
We do 4 billion readings, so please catch us. Give us a quick one or two sentence summary of the last reading.
You were just talking about, like, future husband, and, like, you said he might be, like, a professional, either, like, a doctor or something like that.
It was just recent, too.
Yes, now it's coming back.
Was this yesterday?
No, it was a few days ago.
Okay, then it must have been maybe the Wednesday or Thursday show. Okay, well, great. It does sound very familiar to me also, and I have a terrible memory. So I remember, oh, my God. All right, well, stand by where your card's going to. It was funny because I think our first or second, one of our earlier callers was the same area code, and I kind of assumed it was going to be her.
Oh.
And then it was like, oh, I'm a first-time caller, so I got thrown off.
Yeah.
That's why when I saw this number come back up again, I mean, I just look at the area code. I don't remember. I'm not an identity thief person. I just look at the area codes and try to put something together. I was like, that's Spokane again, Harriet. Spokane, Washington.
Where's
area
Spokane?
Again. It's Spokane, isn't it?
I don't know. Tell us. Is it Spokane or Spokane?
Spokane.
Spokane. And isn't that where Grey's Anatomy is supposedly made, in Spokane?
I will never be able to say that.
I thought it was more Seattle, but I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh, I think you could be right.
More.
You could be right.
That makes sense. I've been there many a time.
Did we talk about children with you in your other reading?
Papooses.
No.
And what are your feelings on children?
I think I'm open to that.
Well, I hope you are, because there's a set of twins here looking right at me, coming through your man.
No twins.
I'm a twin.
She's a twin. And
the DNA is there.
Our twin little boy.
The DNA is there.
And you know what? They're going to be like night to day. One's going to take after his daddy, who they are both coming through characterized by spades. And the other one is going to be like you. So it's going to be mini me and mini him.
Yeah,
and
well, that's the perfect world. That's the way it should be.
And watch how the fun begins.
Let the games commence.
Oh, I think it's going to be absolutely wonderful for you. Yes. And did you tell us that you'd recently ended a relationship?
Yes.
Okay. And he's not problematic for you? Has he gone away? Okay, good.
So he's not a Klingon stalker type.
It's always good to know.
It is.
Have done a lot of research on the subject of domestic violence. And the most dangerous time in a woman's life is when she goes to end like a toxic.
The breakup or shortly thereafter.
And that's even when a guy that has seemed totally normal can just trip right off the line. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For you and him, yes, I'm still feeling he's on the track of, like, medicine. There's something. Now, he might be a medical researcher. He might be a...
Could be in a pharmaceutical sales, right?
Something like
and
that.
And they do quite well.
So, I want you to know, if your life feels super humdrum right now, empty, like, it's just the same day, like Groundhog's Day, that movie, the same day playing over and over, under Sure to Come True, which regulars will tell you is my favorite designation in the layout, your life is going to get so happy that honestly it's going to feel like Christmas every day, or any holiday that.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever your whatever your Christmas equivalent is, if you're not a Christian.
Exactly, but oh, under Sure to Come True, there is such hope here. Everything is going to turn around.
Everything is going to be all right.
Honey, don't quit your
little
day
Bob
job.
Little Bob Marley, Bob Marley man. Okay, anyway.
And you are a very hot, sexy chick. And don't you forget that you only deserve the best.
And before we go, stand by for your angel card reading.
Yes.
Subject, all is well. Archangel Jeremiah, everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand.
Yeah, I think you've got a bit of a charmed life. I
so
really
do. If you see
do.
A little lull, a little, little blah right now, it is meant to be. Because more is coming.
And just think, little frick and frack are coming into your life later on.
What is that from?
It's from Alice in Wonderland.
I thought that
I
was Tweedledee and Tweedledum was from Alice in Wonderland.
Thank you, honey. And call us again, all right? Frick and frack.
Yeah, no. Anyway, yeah. Thank you so much, my dear.
Take care.
All right, we got to rock and we got to roll at the end of the show, so don't nobody get all pissed off hanging on hold. No need to hang up. We're not going to go forever, but we're going to get some more callers. Let's see who's on my least. There we go. We're going to area code 845, back up to the great state of New York, 845.
Okay, New York is in the house.
In the house.
What's your name, please?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
What is your... Hi, what's your first name?
My name is Maria. How are you?
No.
Where's Maria?
Yes. Yeah, it's a weird connection. Very strange sounding. I don't know if you're on speakerphone or car radio speaker. Something weird is going on. Well, how you doing?
How do you feel? How are you? Okay. Hot.
Oh, yes. It's very hot here, too.
Yeah. I wonder if it's good. You got any massage from my husband, please?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that, please?
I can never help you.
Massage from my husband.
Oh, message from your husband?
Right, right.
Okay. He has passed away?
Right.
Okay. All right.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll give that a look right now.
We shall do so. Tap dancing in my brain, I'm multitasking. Everybody, I apologize, especially for the radio folks. They don't know why I'm babbling and hesitating.
True, they don't.
We are also doing simultaneously a Facebook Live broadcast.
Yes.
So I'm bouncing, I'm multitasking. So people think, well, what a crappy co-host. He doesn't even talk while she's putting the cards on. Because I'm like right in the middle of doing typing or stuff like that. So don't hate me. Just relate. Don't hate, just relate.
Oh, did you make that up?
I'm a poet and I don't even know
it. Oh, geez. All right, Maria, I'm looking at your cards. Now, bear in mind, sometimes they're busy and I don't know what they're actually doing.
Who's they?
The spirit.
Oh, okay.
They don't always want to talk.
Yeah, the message. Gotcha. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you were looking for a message, but there might not be one there. You know, it's like checking your answer machine. The call's not there yet, but it doesn't mean you're not going to get one soon.
So we'll see.
We shall see.
Is your trip is still upcoming, isn't it?
Overseas?
I'm going to go the 13th this September.
Oh, it's right here.
Oh, that's coming soon
and
next month.
Center Sure to Come True.
That.
And the cards with it are saying, Maria, you're going to have a wonderful time.
You're going to not regret it, basically.
And try not
right?
to drink too much wine.
I can drink. And I can't drink nothing because I'm afraid I got a little bit of diabetes. I'm afraid to drink.
Oh, well, you'll have fun without it.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, your husband is talking. He is saying through the cards that he wants you to know how really sorry he is, that sometimes he spoke so harshly and sometimes he seemed unhappy. And sometimes it seemed like he didn't want to be married anymore, but he says, you are an absolutely wonderful lady, Maria, and he adores you from the other side. And he said, let's see, right now he is saying that when your time comes, and that is not current or, you know, what do you call it? I mean,
Yeah, you're not standing next to an open grave ready to actually fall in.
No,
yet,
but
so,
he's
yeah.
saying he'll be there in
well,
the light.
Well, we're all
going
to be there. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
As soon as you're born, you're dying, which is sad.
So he just wants you to know that he hopes that the two of you in the afterlife can be together again. I mean, it's beautiful what he's saying. And I think that man loved you more than he probably ever said. But he loved you dearly.
Yes.
Oh, beautiful stuff here, Maria. Yes. So I'm glad he had that message for you. Now, we're going to give you an angel card reading.
Yeah, and we have to move on. We've extended the show, so we're going to give an angel card reading, and then we got to rock right to the next caller. The subject is clairaudience. Archangel Zedgael, notice the loving guidance you hear inside your mind or from other people.
Yeah.
So this might be the message that we're just talking about.
Yeah, if you listen, Maria, you're going to hear him talk to you. Thank you, hon. And if we don't talk to you before your trip, God bless you and have a wonderful time.
Yeah, hopefully you will call us back because there's still plenty of time before you leave. But thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Alrighty, we've got to move because we want to get our folks in that are holding patiently.
And you've tagged the line, I hope.
I do.
Yeah.
It's relative.
Yeah.
In my brain, I did. I can't go and say, hey, you can't.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. 205, which is in Alabama. 205, you're next.
Alabama.
We'll pick it up the pace just a little bit.
All right.
Hi.
Well,
thank you for taking that call. My name is Patricia.
Patricia Zuckelman.
We've spoken to you, I think.
I believe so.
I don't know.
Okay.
Usually when I think that, it means I'm wrong. But welcome.
Welcome to the show. We're happy to have you.
I don't know about the area code, but we've had Alabama before.
Please.
Thank you.
Tell us a little about your situation.
Yeah, give you a little background of what you want to know.
And, what's your
question? I just want to know what a spirit feels that is significant for me to know. Anything just significant that I need to know about.
Okay, well,
we'll see. Now, this is your first reading, so it could be a little fuzzy-wuzzy.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. That's actually a very common question we've been seeing
a lot the last
year or two. It's very common. And
thank you.
We respect that because, you know, who are you going to rely on? Your spirit guides, you know, in life.
Yeah.
You can't rely on the news and the government and stuff like that. Holy
I have
good Lord Jesus.
Some wonderful guided meditations where you can meet your guides and actually communicate with them. Now, I got these from the university that I attended. It's a metaphysical college. And the guided meditations that they shared with the students, they said, we're allowed to give them to others. We just can't sell them. So if you or anybody else would love to meet your spirit guide, learn more about channeling spirit, I've got a whole bunch of these. All you have to do is email me.
That's all you got to do.
Okay. Yes. And Jim, you want to give my email address while I work on this?
I actually don't know that.
Oh, he doesn't.
All I know is I cheat. And if I go to the psychiclovedoctor.com's website, there's contact information there.
It's Deborah, Deborah, at.
O-R-A-H. Okay.
Right. At Deborah, let's begin again. Deborah at psychiclovedoctor.com.
That's why I go to her website. Yeah. So I don't have to remember that.
All right. What does the spirit want?
Yeah, what do you got, Deb? What do you got? Cards are down.
I am perceiving here that spirit wants you to know that your experiences throughout your life have been intended to make you very empathic, especially toward those who are seemingly destined to make mistakes in judgment in their life.
A lot of them
are coming through as women, that you actually have a role to play should you choose to in the coming, I would say within 3 to 5 years of actually working with those that either came from really dysfunctional backgrounds, those who don't have a very strong will to live. There's way too much suicide in this world these days. Just for you to be there as a comfort and to console
and to counsel.
Yeah, you actually have quite a future ahead as a speaker if you want to undertake these things.
Right, and maybe the time is now, but you know what?
Yeah, a lot of stuff will come through.
Sure.
Now, that isn't going to happen.
Right.
For some years.
That is her first reading, so yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, Spirit wants you, the words I'm hearing are, don't be afraid.
First card I drew.
To pick up the gauntlet of love. Gauntlet of love.
That's a weird
I know.
Term, gauntlet of love. Really,
yeah,
gauntlet,
like love, spreading love. I don't know. We'll have to read some more for you, Patricia, so we can really zero in more. First readings, like Jim said, tend to be lacking in a little clarity.
It's the first time. We don't really know a lot, no rapport either way. It's a two-way street, too,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, the thing is, it builds. Each reading builds on top of the previous one.
Yeah, we encourage, you know, we do several shows a week.
Did you really pull that angel card? Just a minute.
Yeah, I'm not making up. That's why I showed it to you.
Yeah. Also, Patricia, you have a calling dealing with those who are victims of domestic violence. And you won't believe the angel card that he pulled out of the deck.
Yeah, before you leave us, we're giving your one card angel card reading. It's a real quick one. The subject line is counselor. Archangel Azrael, you are a natural counselor, and many people benefit from your guidance and reassurance.
Look at that.
Right. So if it's not now, it's down the road.
That gave me goosebumps.
So,
yeah.
Like Deb said, that might not be anytime soon, but there might be a point in your world where you get to make a decision if
yeah.
you want to be that type of person.
And maybe you're here tonight as confirmation of things you already feel. And that happens a lot. So take care of
me. Thank you very much for calling and being patient and waiting.
Yeah.
And please keep on calling.
Yeah, call us back. We would love to build
keep on
this
keep
with you.
Many
all right.
Blessings. Thank you.
Blessings to you.
Yes, and thank you. And we got to move on. We got folks we want to get in. All right. Let's see where I'm going. Okay.
That just really kind of freaked me out.
Yeah.
And the card.
A few of those things. We're going to pick up the pace a little bit. We extended the show. Area code 226, which is our international neighbor to the north, Canada. 226.
Canada. Welcome to the show.
226, are you with us?
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Are you indeed in Canada?
I'm in Canada, yes.
And
you are in Ontario area?
Yes.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Ontario.
Jim and I both, we hail from Duluth in Minnesota.
Yep.
And spent time in Ontario in the past.
Yep, Ontario, neighbor to the north.
And you people are the nicest people ever. On the
globe. Oh, thank you.
You are.
I used to drink lots of Molson as a teenager. Molson Golden. I used to love the Molson Golden and a couple other Molsons. But anyway.
Well, we're happy to have you with us. And what is your first name, please?
Brianne.
Yeah. Brianne?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Cool.
And tell you are a newcomer, yes?
Yes, I am.
Well, we welcome you for that.
And we give you an international shout-out, which
yes.
we like to do to our Facebook, because we're also broadcasting on Facebook Live simultaneously. So
yes.
We'll give you an international shout-out.
Woo-hoo!
It seems like you're not international because we're brethren on the same continent,
yes.
but technically
yes, you are.
It's another country. So
yes.
international shout-out.
Yeah.
So
what do you got cooking?
Give us a few details about your situation and the question you'd like to answer.
Next.
Okay. So I've recently been talking to a guy, and I was just wondering if it was going to lead to a serious relationship.
Very good question.
Yes.
Very good question.
These cards are very spot on when it comes to affairs.
Oh, yeah.
Heart.
When you're bringing somebody new into your life, they can look ahead and
about
things you don't know about them, possibly. Now, it is your first time reading, so it's only going to be so clear. But it actually works out typically pretty good.
You know what? Is really interesting is asking a question like this, you can find out if they have a hidden agenda, if they happen
yeah.
to be a liar, if they are not trustworthy, faithful. I mean, yeah, it sounds like a lot of negatives, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
it's amazing.
Well, that's what you want to know, though. typically. You want to make sure, the first thing you want to do is make sure they're not a snake in the grass.
Exactly.
And then after that, then there can be the compatibility life issue. But you don't want to pick somebody that's going to bite you or stab you in the back.
Now, is this an online thing or real world? Are you actually...
We've talked on the phone and we've like been in person,
Okay, well, that's good that you've got at least to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, the meeting in person part is a big step because...
Does he live by you?
He does, really close.
Oh, that's
wow.
Not, no, that's the way it was meant to be, my book.
Well, I hope you're ready for this.
Uh-oh.
I love these kinds of readings. Oh, this is a match that could easily take the two of you down the aisle.
Holy matrimony, Batman.
Yes. Now, he needs help learning how to cope with money. I don't think he's good at budgeting money. And knowing this up front, when the two of you get real close.
Yes, when you get to that point.
Yeah.
Yes, you unite households.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Just realize it's not his strong suit.
He might have to take that over.
To save money. Right. And if that's something you're good at.
Sure.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You can't be perfect at every single thing. Even
my God, though. He's falling madly in love with you.
Holy head over heels, Batman.
Well, look at these cards. And I feel the two of you could very easily discuss a move. It looks it looks like quite a distance.
Well, they're very, you mean together?
Yes.
Interesting.
Oh, yes, it would be together. And there's
That'd
even talk here of building a home. And it's beautiful. I mean, I'm getting a flash of it intuitively. It looks like one of those really gorgeous log homes that are out in the country.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, some of them are just palatial.
Well, yeah,
and,
you got the money, you know, that type of deal.
Oh, my God, the love here is just thick.
Holy thick, wow.
So just bear in one thing in mind before Jim gives you your angel card.
Yes.
Okay.
He worries that he's not good enough for you.
Which isn't a bad thing.
No, it's not.
It's better than having an arrogant bastard.
Yeah.
That's
I am the king, and you are a peasant. You don't want that.
No. Wants to deserve you. So when you feel at times that maybe he's maybe criticizing himself or saying, you know, you could get a better man. He is a better man. He just doesn't, you know, a good way to say is, I love you. That already says to me that you're a better man than so many others.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh my goodness. I can't wait to tell you I told you so. Here's your angel card.
Real quick, I think.
Did you lose her? What?
Maybe. But they'd be listening. I think that's, wait a minute, where are we? My brain is broke. What area code was that? Anyway, it doesn't matter. It looked like, I think they got dropped, but we'll give, she might have thought it was over, not the angel card, but we'll still give it anyway because they can download the show later.
That's right.
The subject of your angel card reading is gifts from God.
Wow.
Archangel Sandalphon, which always reminds me, I think the beach dude with sandals on.
Yeah.
But anyway, we angels bring you gifts from your creator. Open your arms to receive.
Yes, and this is truly a gift.
The dude?
This is a match. I mean, like, I don't get to see these very often.
Yeah, I think she hung up because she thought it was over.
Yeah.
But, you know, she didn't probably catch us at the beginning when we talked about it.
Yeah, well, anyway.
But it is what it is.
Yeah.
All right. We got to...
I think we're going to have to...
This is going to be our last caller.
Yeah.
It's going to be from area code 507, which the internet tells me is in Minnesota. 507.
Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Hi, it's
we're
going
doing good.
We're
doing good. What's up?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I was wanting a reading if possible.
Well, it is possible. You are live. What you got going?
And what's your first name, please?
It is 33195.
33195 is your name? Are you a robot?
No. I thought you said birthday. My birth name is Jacob Sword.
No, we were wondering what your name was. I'm sorry. You started throwing numbers on it. I thought maybe you were some kind of robot or a clone.
You were born in 95?
95, yep.
Oh, Deb, just let it go. We're old folks, Deb.
Oh, my God.
Let it go.
You dated us. Just
Yeah, I was on my last year in the Navy in 1995. So anyway, what would you like to know? What do you got going on?
What can we do for you there, hon?
I'm just wondering if, like, there's anything my, spirits are trying to, like, tell me to go with or any which way or what I should do with my upcoming in my life.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
Yeah, that's a very common reading. That's a good thing to find out about the spirit guidance and many messages. Yep.
Where are you located in Minnesota? I'm
Rochester,
curious.
That's a bear.
Were you in the...
I'm kind of by Mankato area.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm familiar.
We are from the Duluth area, so we always...
Yeah.
In our small...
Oh,
my
really?
Small
area. You're in Minnesota?
Yeah, yeah, in my small little world, I would say that's down south.
Did you hear the brogue? He's got the brogue.
Yeah, I would say, oh, that's down southern. That's down south because I never left the state for a long
time
as a child.
The cities. A lot of people wonder, what are the cities?
The cities,
Yeah,
that big three-hour trip from Duluth to the Twin Cities, yes.
All right, here we go. I'm laying out your cards. Now, we'll see. Now, remember, you're a newcomer to us and to this message.
Yes.
So you may not get a very clear message right tonight.
Your first reading is probably only going to be so clear, but we encourage you to call. We do many shows a week. We encourage you to keep calling back. There's no limit on how many shows you can call in on, just only once per show. All right, Deb, take it away.
Oh, my gosh. Under sure to come true. That designation is my favorite in the whole layout. And, wow, in all the years, this goes out to everybody, in all the years that I've conducted readings since 1982, I have never seen, I get into trouble with the double negatives.
You're talking about,
I've never
go back to
seen
this.
Something here not become reality. I don't see it.
That was a good double.
Yeah.
She double negative way out of it. Basically saying that the reason they call that little, she's got a spread that you can't see. The reason they call this designation sure to come true is, guess what? It almost always
that's
sure
it.
To come
there,
true.
You
so,
said it right.
It is
one
what it
way
is.
Or another, this is coming to you, my dear.
Okay, what does it say?
First of all, I know he wanted to hear from Spirit, but I think Spirit's all over this reading. First of all, there's a man in your life, older man, who feels like you're not going to amount to much in your life. He just comes through as disappointed. You don't share a lot with him. Is this like a father, a brother?
Some kind of a really close.
Yeah, I feel it's
elderly. Definitely my father.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
And, oh, you are going to knock his socks off. It is your father. He finds you disappointing as a son. You know,
well, sometimes, you know, our children, even when they're adults, they have to go find their own way and they make a lot of bad decisions. And us parents sometimes forget all the bad decisions we made, you know.
We right now to everybody listening, we are right now speaking on the phone with a future multimillionaire. And I don't see this very often, but you are going to develop something. Could be software, could be hardware, could be something completely.
Could be some marketing thing that nobody's thought about or something just catchy.
And you are going to make a fortune.
It's like, holy crap, that is a cool thing.
Have a clue at your young age? Do you have a clue yet?
Does that resonate?
I have no clue.
Okay,
I honestly don't.
It's going to come to you. A lot of times people get spiritual messages in the shower, believe it or not.
Or, yeah, sometimes.
Walking in the woods.
Or, like, those points of, like, when you're going into a sleep, you're kind of, like, half and half.
Yeah, that twilight.
Yeah, that little gray area of kind of asleep, but kind of not.
There's a guy who's going to partner with you. Now, you hold on to this knowledge because you don't have to. It's not like you're going to miss the train. It's coming to you. There's a guy he's going to partner with who initially is going to have the money, the bankroll behind it.
Yeah, typically there's got to be that kind of thing. Yep.
And I'll tell you, do you have a degree or I'm wondering about your
a technical skill or a technical interest?
Nope, I've never been to college.
Oh, but do you have? You don't have to be to college necessarily to have to be an expert. We've actually have found that out. Anything that you're really interested in, that you're looking at really exploring, or are you still kind of just rolling with life right now?
I'm still stuck into I don't know.
Okay, well, hey,
I haven't found that
we're blowing his mind.
What would it be that spark in life where I was interested in something yet?
That will take its own time for each person, different times.
And it's coming to you like a fireball.
Some people find it at a very young age.
And
what
I don't think
you're
going to be like, who is it, Zuckerberg? These big dudes out there that have made fortunes who didn't have much for education.
Right, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that have done that. It's not all about education or expertise. It's about just having the right idea at the right time
and
meeting the right people.
And your cards indicate you should keep this quiet from your dad because he's going to flip and think, oh, my God, he's going half-cocked again, up, and some, yeah. So you need to call us again because there's magic in your life. And you may be coming, you know, from humble beginnings in the beginning. Oh, cart just fell. Going to the floor.
Right.
Hey, watch indulgence. That's the card.
Yeah, be careful.
Watch drinking or drugging.
Partying or indulging in whatever thing. It could get you into a wee bit of trouble.
Yeah, you want to not go that path. All right, we have to give you your angel card, hon.
Yeah, we do, and that's right. It times out after a certain point.
Okay.
All right, stand by. Before you hang up, you have an angel card reading. It's one card. It's quick.
Another
one. The subject line is gifts from God. Archangel
Sandalphon.
Gifts from God. We angels bring you gifts from your creator. Open your arms to receive.
Yeah, you got a big one coming to you.
That just probably is not on your radar scope yet, so it's kind of blowing your mind.
Yeah, and you need to look at your mother, at her history, her DNA, her everything, because you've inherited a whole bunch from her. Yeah.
We are the product of
our
parents.
Almost like she gave birth to another Messiah. But this one's going to make money hand over fist. And I think you're really going to help people out there. So we have to leave everybody now.
When you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, you guys.
You have to stay in touch.
We thank you, and thank you for holding my fellow Minnesotan.
Yes, you are a golden child.
We have lots of relatives still running around Duluth.
And you are from our home state. Yeehaw! Yeah.
And the 10,000 lakes.
Yep. All right, honey.
All right. Catch you guys later. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Oh, you know.
Or sometimes, what they said in the case of the history of the Minnesota Vikings, the land of 10,000 mistakes, because they always seem to screw themselves. But anyway, that's a whole different subject with the NFL coming.
He's flabbergasted. And I'm telling you, I did not embellish anything that was in his cards, but he's probably not believing a single word.
Well, that was
pretty,
that's a lot to hit somebody with. All right. He was right here asking for reading, and I gave him the info, and he called. All right. We've got a minute and a half left for our Blog Talk, folks. We need to say goodbye.
Yes, we're going to take you out. Not take you out.
Certainly. All right. And now.
And he's just a kid.
Well, you know.